And we're actually one of the priority studies that was identified in this report that we're discussing is the NSABP R04 protocol, which is looking at different methods of combined modality neoadjuvant treatment using continuous infusion 5-FU combined with radiation therapy preoperatively as the standard, also studying whether capecitabine, Xeloda, would be equally as effective in a non-inferiority analysis, but also seeing whether the addition of oxaliplatin in the preoperative setting might increase the pathological response rates, might improve the long-term local control. And then there are other studies, for example, Chris Willett, looking at the incorporation of anti-angiogenesis treatments with bevacizumab, and he has some very interesting preliminary data. So I think this whole area of improving the surgical management by the combined modality use of neoadjuvant treatment is a very high priority area in surgical oncology.
And Chris Willett actually described his work on this series. And one of the things about that, and there are very few patients, but intense translational research, imaging, tissue, et cetera. And of course, that's a major trend in cancer research in general, particularly in the NSABP. I'm assuming the R04 study includes these tissue analyses that are going to sort of try to be matched.
Absolutely. And I think that's right on target. We want to know not only what the outcomes will be for these specific therapies, but equally and perhaps even more important in the long run is to develop molecular profiles that would predict which patients are at high risk of having a local regional recurrence. If we could accurately predict that, it would help decide which patients down the line might require surgical management and which wouldn't. And we're also interested in developing a predictive profile so that we may be able to prospectively tell the oncologist and the patient whether the addition of oxaliplatin, say, to the regimen would really be beneficial for that individual patient.
It's really kind of frustrating, I think, right now, because a significant number of these people have path CRs, and yet, from what I can tell, pretty much everybody gives them the same adjuvant therapy anyhow. So once they get committed to new adjuvant therapy, even if they have a path CR or they don't, they're still going to get the same post-op treatment. And you know, it's kind of frustrating. I guess everybody knows there are people in there who are not going to recur.
That's correct. And wouldn't it be nice if we could prospectively identify them and spare them the additional therapy?
So before I go into what the group talked about with adjuvant therapy, any predictions about what you think you're going to see with R04?
Well, we've entered over 700 patients onto this trial so far. The required sample size to demonstrate non-inferiority for capecitabine is 1,600. So we still have a couple of years to go to accrue patients. Predictions, we would hope that it might be possible to use an oral agent without the need for a central venous catheter and ambulatory infusion pump along with radiation to be equally as effective. I can definitely see that that's a possibility. We hope that that's the outcome. And with the known radiation sensitizing effect of oxaliplatin and its activity combined with fluorinated pyrimidines in colorectal cancer, I think there's a reasonable possibility that the addition of oxaliplatin in this situation will improve the local control. Obviously, we have to do the trial and see the results.